CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Baps with Judy Dempsey, who is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. She's in Berlin. And Strategic Europe looks at the matters of the EU and its foreign policy as well. And part of the EU's foreign policy, a major part of the US's foreign policy these last years, is the complete condemnation of a man named Assad in Damascus for leading a sadistic, brutal, unbelievably cruel regime that during the course of what became the Syrian civil war, tortured and murdered unknown numbers of his own citizens, of people from Jordan, people from Lebanon, people from Turkey, unknown how many. And now the Arab League and other leaders in the Middle East have constructed in some fashion a way of bringing Assad back into the international community. Judy, you've written about this. Is this something the EU is looking at right now to condemn? What is the status?
It's all right for the EU to condemn this, but frankly, both the EU, role of the EU and the United States in the beginning of the war and during the war was not only disappointing, it was disgraceful, frankly. The huge suffering and the killing and the torture and the murder, which you mentioned. The only good element, I suppose, was how Germany particularly gave refuge to 1 million Syrians fleeing the war. But the EU is powerless, probably spineless in all of this. We've crossed all the red lines, and so did the United States. And so now we have the Arab League, this group of 22 countries formed after the Second World War, largely toothless. And now they've put real politic on the front burner, as if to right away the extraordinary excesses that President Assad did to his own people.
And the torment of the Syrian people continue. It's not that the war is over. Idlib province is in the hands of cutthroats. Mm. Turkey is completely unsettled along the border, as I understand it. The U.S. has a contingent in Syria to continue what you'd have to say is a dispute. And Assad is entertaining what? Is he looking to be entertained in Paris again the way he was early on in the conflict? Is Europe ready to entertain him as a leader of human beings?
Well, there's an Arab summit in a few weeks' time where Assad is expected to attend, according to reports from Iran and Egypt. And to be entertained, as you say, in Paris or Berlin, certainly Berlin would not deal with this. And I'm not so sure President Emmanuel Macron of France would even dare contemplate it. Indeed, Germany has spoken out against the Arab League's decision and against this rehabilitation. But there's a much bigger issue here on the survival of such tyrants and how they can be rehabilitated by their own Arab countries. And the reason is, it's just not real politic. These are not democrats. They have their own prisons. They have their own kind of systems of torture, interrogation, no free independent political rights or a free media. So they don't go, of course, to the extremes of what Assad is doing, but by welcoming him back into the Arab League, it says an awful lot about the backbone of the Arab League.
This isn't Europe going looking for monsters abroad. The Syrian civil war led to, I don't know how big the number is in all of Europe, because people were dislodged from Lebanon, from Syria. Those refugee camps still exist. The whole region is destabilized. So this is a matter of self-defense by the European Union. Are they going to express their condemnation of the Arab League and say, what now? You obliged us to take all these refugees, and now you're forgiving the man who created these refugees.
The European Union hasn't got an answer to this. They've taken in as much refugees as they can. The European Union is divided over migration policy, refugee policy. And as we discussed, Syria and the rehabilitation of Assad, they just have to rub their hands and shake their heads and realize that they actually had no serious strategic input into trying to end this conflict and end the regime of President Assad.
Is there unhappiness in Berlin? You took in untold numbers of Syrians. Are they going to return to a Syria that is, I don't know how to imagine this. Syria remains a ruined country.
Syria remains a ruined country. Those refugees who have returned have been blacklisted or tortured or interrogated or outcasts. And Germany actually will not send them back, no question of this. And Germany is one of the few European Union countries that's actually put on trial a Syrian who was accused and identified with torture. And this was a very important decision by a court in Koblenz about a year ago in Germany, took this step. Germany will actually defend and continue to look after the refugees here.
Judy Dempsey, Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Berlin. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.